Welcome to Pilgrim Talk.
I'm here with Katie Moreland. What an honour to have you, Katie.
Thank you so much.
And Katie is resting her sore feet after something you've been up to. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I've been prayer walking the land. I'm prayer walking region by region, so I walked for 6 weeks, November to the middle of December, through the counties of Ulster, the nine counties of Ulster, and walked 350 miles, 550 kilometres. And now I've just walked, in the last 6 weeks, I've also walked the 12 counties of Leinster, and that was that's friends saying goodbye. That was also 520 kilometres. And really, my feet are not so sore. The grace of God has really been upon them. The padding might be just a little bit sore, but a little bit tender.
And have you people join you, Katie, for parts of the walks?
Yes. Some people have been able to join me for a few days at a time. Some people have come for maybe a day. And some people have also joined me walking me out of their own town, or meeting me as I'm walking into their town, which is an absolute delight. If you've been walking all day by yourself, praying blessings, it's so wonderful to see somebody waiting to greet you and invite you into their town.
Would you mind to explain just a little bit how the Lord, what the Lord put in your heart about walking in Ireland, walking all these counties?
To walk all these counties, really the Lord put in my heart to walk praying for revival to come. And what I believe is that I'm walking almost prophetically and declaring that the Spirit of the living God is going to come through this land. The Lord has mapped out, I look at a map and I just follow the direction that I feel the Lord is leading me. Right. And so I go through cities, towns, little villages, because the Holy Spirit is going to go into every nook and cranny of Ireland, the big places, the little places. Amen. None is going to be left out. And also throughout every denomination, when this revival comes, you know, spirits renewed to the Lord, hearts revived, then it's going to be open to every single denomination. And in that same way, every denomination has opened its doors to me. I've actually, as I'm prayer walking, I then come to a town and I ask the local body, different churches, to come together and pray together. Because the Lord put on my heart right at the beginning of this work in 2009 that my people are praying for revival, but an important key is unity. Ask them to come together, unite in this work. So whatever I do, I ask people to come together. And so it's been such a mighty privilege. But as I say, it's because the Holy Spirit is going to minister this revival in every single denomination, none being left out.
Yeah, we did see it in Ireland back in, say, the Charismatic Renewal years
the
ago.
70s.
There was outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was 41 years ago, I think, that happened. And I know some of the people who are involved in the epicentre of that, and it's amazing to hear their stories.
Wow.
It's like God suddenly came to his temple. It's like the Lord suddenly arrived. And would you say that revival is like that normally?
Definitely. The Lord is calling his people to faith, that we would, without even, you know, maybe we don't see anything, or maybe we see pockets of little of revival, but what he calls us to faith, because he says when it comes like a mighty wind. And you know, when I first ministered here in Ireland, I went to Cork, and the Lord had given me that I was going to the source of revival.
Cork
and really? The source of revival. Then I go over to the west, and people say this is where
to
the revival is going to
why,
begin.
Why you see Cork as the source? It's just something the Lord spoke to you, was it?
It was something the Lord spoke to me. I was at the source of the Nile in Uganda. I was going to go and hold my first conference ever in Cork. The Lord had told me to go and hold a Thanksgiving conference in Cork. And as I stood at the source of the Nile, he said to me, I'm taking you to the source of the revival.
Well, I have to say, what you're saying, it must be huge encouragement. We have some listeners from Cork, you know, and I've good friends down there, and they've got a real spiritual battle going on there. I know that. But at the same time, there's a lot of prophetic people. There's people like Tim Jenkinson and Sean Cronin down there. And I know God strategically placed them there for what's about to come.
Yes,
so
amen.
I'm blessed to hear about Cork.
But then, you see, I also went off...
My mother's from Cork too.
Hallelujah. Well, you've got it in your blood then.
Oh, yeah.
I also went off to the west then, and they're saying, no, revival's coming from here. I go to the north and they say, no, it's going to start here. I come over to the east, no, it's going to start here. Can they all be right? Well, the answer usually is no. But in this case, it's yes.
Wow.
Because the Holy Spirit alone is the one who is able to blow from the north, the south, the east and the west all at the same time. And so there's going to be this mighty revival, and I think people are going to be saying, of course it started here first, because they're going to experience it so mightily before they hear any news of anybody else experiencing it. Because it's just going to be so incredibly mighty.
Yeah, I think Patrick in his latter days, there was a prophecy recorded where he spoke about an end time revival.
Mm.
And I think in that prophecy, it actually mentioned the north and it would start from there.
Mm-hmm.
But the amazing thing is that he talked about fires all around the country.
Yes.
being coming to life again.
Yeah.
And we do see little bits of it now.
We do.
But we're going to see a lot more, aren't we?
Amen. We're going to see so much more. And, even as I've been walking throughout Ulster, and then also now as I've walked through Leinster, God would have the prophetic come to me, and they say, we see fire, and we see as you're walking past that the Lord is just setting places on fire, and you're just the Lord is just releasing little fires. And you know, whatever God says he's doing, that we have to just take that on with faith, receive it and walk in it.
Now I'm going to ask you something very specific. In the Catholic Church in Ireland, there's been terrible shaking going on, as we know, and the Catholic Church worldwide.
Yeah.
And we know even this week there's a new Pope was elected.
Yes.
And so it's a time of transition, change and all that.
It
Do you see anything prophetic going on in that area?
I see that the Lord is shaking us up. What I see is a work going on. That the Lord is making people to come and question, and also he's calling us to reach out to him. If you're in a place of confusion, God is not the author of confusion but of peace, that we cry out to the God of peace and he will bring the revelation, the understanding. And now the Lord has given me a book to write called The Novice is Missing and So is the Convent Bike. And it's from my years when I was in a convent. And it is written from my journals, so it's not just my memories. It's actually what I was writing. My journals were called Letters to Jesus.
Wow.
I was in living relationship with Jesus in the convent, in my days before the convent. So in my Catholic years, I had the same relationship that I have with Jesus now.
It's very interesting you mentioned Letters to Jesus. I remember a time in my spiritual life, I was quite a low ebb. And we were introduced to Doug and Mary Gresham. I don't know if you know them or not.
No.
Douglas Gresham is the stepson of C.S. Lewis.
Oh,
and he was living down in Loughlinstown at the time. And they were ministering to people who were very broken and all this sort of stuff. And his wife gave a little tip. She said, just write a love letter to Jesus, This is what she said. And I remember I did that, and I do it on occasion.
Wow.
Dear Jesus, I write in a journal book. And I have to say, it helps, really helps in prayer and being real with God.
Yes, absolutely.
Expressing yourself.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways to talk to God nowadays. You can walk on a busy street, you can put a mobile phone up to your ear and pray
out
loud.
That's right. I have a friend who intercedes that way.
Yeah, glory to God. anyway, I interrupted you there. You were talking about letters.
Yes.
So, you were writing when you were a nun.
Yes, so this book, I believe that God really wanted it to be in Ireland, published in Ireland, because he wants to repair his body. And I believe that is going to be a book that is going to bring repair not only to people within the Catholic Church, but even the country. That's kind of how strongly I feel about God's timing of this book, because it will show it's a voice for those who in the Catholic Church have got a relationship with Jesus. It's also information for those who maybe don't have that relationship, and they can come to the understanding that they can invite Jesus into their heart. And it's also for those outside of the Catholic Church to recognize wow, these people are Christian, they have this relationship with Jesus too. And I believe that there can be a repairing there. And also, I was very honest with Jesus in my journals. I went through brokenness and I allowed him to heal me. Wow. And so that is in the book, how the Lord healed my inner person. And I really was very broken from childhood. And within the book, there's the healing that the Lord did, and maybe you could call it a process, but obviously individually we are individuals and God will deal with us differently, but that it's going to be a book that's going to really aid repair.
Well, I'll put your website details on the text with the podcast.
Excellent.
So that people can track that down and get this book.
Yep,
and other items. So tell me today something that happened. Now, you went, I gather, with some 12 others.
I did.
I went to an interesting house.
Very interesting house. We went to Leinster House. The Lord told me to write to the Taoiseach and to ask for permission to complete our prayer walk in Leinster House. And so we were able to go there. We were taken on a tour. We were able to see.
Did they let you pray in there?
Well, they took us on the tour, and you know, we obviously weren't going to be sort of setting up a prayer meeting or anything, but we believe that we blessed.
Not setting
the place.
Up a deliverance ministry in there.
No, we were very respectful, and that's.
All right.
And it was an absolute. Delight to be in there. And actually a week ago I went to Kells, because as I say, each of the towns, I went to 26 towns, and when I was in Kells, without having told the people that I was going to, we began to pray, and one of the ladies, she got a word from the Lord and began to speak, and she said, "Katie, the Lord is telling me about you, and he's telling me that when you go into Leinster House, when you go into the door, that the prayers that you pray will transform ministers, and the Lord God is calling a righteous people to rule in authority, and he will have mercy over judgment." I was so excited, I couldn't wait until the prayer time was over so that I could actually say to the people, "It's 1 week today and I'll be in there."
Wow. Well, on that note, Katie, and it's a huge encouragement to pray for our leaders. The
Amen.
Temptation in the flesh is to give out about them.
Yes.
But the call of God is to pray for them.
And bless them so mightily. They've got such a responsibility.
And unfortunately, we've run out of time in this interview, and we look forward to getting you back next time, Katie. It's
Wonderful.
Been a real thrill hearing from you, and God bless you in your ministry. And I know it's got exciting things in the future, and we'll get you back on Pilgrim Talk, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure. Bless you so much, Ant.
God bless you.